Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You got problems? We got answers. Kelly and Guy with today's DM Dilemma on KFrog.
Okay, not the DM dilemma that we want to have when somebody's struggling during the holiday season, but here's what Jennifer, not her real name, sent us as she slid into our DM, says, my Christmas spirit is shattered. I'm a divorcee and I'm struggling with sharing my kids with my ex this holiday. To make matters worse, my ex-husband is very wealthy and has gone crazy with Christmas presents. Every time my kids come home, they tell me all about the gifts underneath the tree. I know Christmas isn't about presents, but my kids are little and it's the exciting part for them. I feel like my ex is going overboard just to rub it in my face. I'm wondering if anybody has been in this situation and do you and your ex set limits on presents?
Man, this is a tough situation to be in this holiday season. I mean, the first thing I thought of was he must have had a real good prenup if he's wealthy and she's broke.
Okay, yeah, I guess so.
But look, I don't think she has much of a leg to stand on here. You can't tell your ex, you know, what Christmas presents to get and what not to get based on your own financial situation. I think her best, you know, bet here is to just talk to him and show some compassion and tell him how she's feeling and hope that he understands.
When, like, Christmas rolls around for, like, you and your ex-wife, do you guys discuss, like, hey, just so you know, this is what I'm going to get Ollie. Okay, perfect. This is what I'm going to get him.
Sort of. I just don't care. Like, she can get him whatever he wants, and he loves it, and I'm okay with that. That's not something I really think about. She will always get him better gifts than I will. She always goes over the top, and the fact that he likes the gifts, I don't care.
Right.
I don't have this situation. I don't have this problem.
Well, and I mean, I guess I kind of get her mental, emotional state with, like, yeah, you're like, man, they're all in the joy of Christmas at his house because the tree, the presents, and even though that's not what it's about, but yeah, in the end, it's all for them.
Right.
For your kids. You and just want to see them happy.
I just feel like she still has some unresolved emotions here. She's struggling, yeah. And he's living his best life financially and very happy. I feel like there's some unresolved issues, but I don't really know what you can do about it apart from maybe talk to him, to be honest.
Okay. Has anybody been in this situation? And, you know, if you are divorced, mm-hmm. Do you talk to your ex about Christmas presents? Let's try and get Jennifer some advice so maybe she can navigate this a little better next holiday season.
All right. Text or even better, give us a call. 888-431-3764. It's the holidays. Everyone should be happy. Let's help Jennifer out. This is where it ends. Definitely not the DM we wanted to receive this holiday season. Jennifer is divorced. Her ex-husband's wealthy. She's struggling financially. And she feels like her ex-husband is almost like stealing the show, spending ridiculous amounts of money on her kids' gifts.
Yeah, she said he's completely going overboard, but she's wondering, has anybody else been in this situation? And when it comes to co-parenting, do you actually talk about the gifts that you guys are buying for your kids?
I think 714 has a good point. She needs to focus on the memories of the holiday time, like making gingerbread houses together, watching holiday movies like Home Alone, baking cookies, going and looking at Christmas lights, finding cool wonderlands to walk through and take pictures of them. You can afford to do that, obviously.
Mm-hmm. And that kind of seems to be the consensus right now. 951 says, as long as the presents are for my kids, I don't have a problem with it. And give it time because the kids are going to figure out that he's just trying to buy their love.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh,
Christine and Hemet, what do you think about the DM dilemma?
Okay. So my oldest two are 20 and 19. We lived this for a lot of years. I was in her shoes and my ex-husband had all the stuff, all the video games, the shopping at the mall and all that. you just got to keep doing what you're doing. I told them that they could go live there if that's what they wanted because they had all the stuff. And my son was six when he said, yeah, but you do stuff with us.
Aww. Yeah, there's definitely a difference between monetary gifts and the physical love that you're going to get.
Just, and I understand 100% the heartbreak. Like, we, you know, had to wait till Christmas Eve to buy the Christmas tree at $25 because that's all I could afford. But sometimes it was the biggest and best Christmas tree. It was crazy how it worked out. But they're older now, and you know, they still choose to spend the holidays here. And it's not always, you just got to get through that part.
Bianca in Rancho, what are your thoughts?
So I actually had a similar situation. My oldest son's dad and I had been split up for, I think, like almost 10 years ago. I think the initial, it sounds like it's like the initial, like being split up and like the awkwardness and like the competition. I feel like it's natural. It doesn't make it any easier, but later on, it does, I think, get better. And the kids see the situation for what it is. So she just kind of needs to hang tight and it'll get better because it was a similar situation. My son would come home and say, I don't have a bedtime or I get to do all of this other stuff over there. But he's older now and, you know, in retrospect, they kind of start to see the situation for what it is and understand mom's situation is different than dad's.
I agree with her. It still seems very, very fresh. And I think you will learn to live with it eventually, Kelly.
Yeah, 626 makes a good point here. Says maybe the dad is going overboard to help the kids be a little happier during the holidays because the kids are also going through the divorce too. So maybe it's starting to take a toll on them and this is just dad's way of trying to help them.
And that should be the priority. The 951, this also happened to them. Yes, I made an agreement with my ex and then he broke the agreement every time. So I decided to be happy in my kiss and focus on traditions. Life's like a road that you travel on with this one.